I'm Eric Moore, and I'm recently installed as the director of the Electronic Tech Center at UNB. I moved from Raleigh, North Carolina to Fredericton, New Brunswick in early January, which some called fortitude and others called lunacy. And I guess I'll go with the hybrid and call it lunatic fortitude. As Rolly said, I'm a member of the Synergy Steering Committee, and we have Lynn and Rolly, as he said, available to answer questions later on. We also have with us Alan Burke, my predecessor at the ETech Center. He has a long history with Synergies and can tell you many a anecdote. Caveat the first, these aren't my slides. I've inherited them from the presentation at the official launch of Synergies in April in Montreal. And caveat the second, I came here straight from a family vacation in Myrtle Beach with family, and so my brain is a bit sun-addled. I am getting back into professional mode, but bear with me if I'm still at the beach. Synergies is a formidable pan-Canadian initiative to evolve and mobilize scholarly communication in a social science and humanities context. Comprising a network of 5 lead universities and an additional 16 affiliated institutions, Synergies will create a distributed platform for access to and dissemination of social science and humanities research results. Now, it's very nearly a truism at this point that social sciences and humanities have been slower to enter the digital fold, and they now lag far behind advances in scholarly communication in scientific, technical, and medical fields. And as an aside, when Mario said in his opening remarks last night that he was shocked at that lag, I was in turn shocked at that remark. I thought it was, as I said, a truism. It just shows I get kind of blinkered in library and information science channels. Synergies is a response to this lag. The $11.5 million initiative is funded in the main by CFI's National Platforms Fund, which was created specifically for national-scale digital infrastructure projects. Synergies and CRKN were simultaneously, and I just lost my notes, were simultaneously the first awards on the National Platforms Fund. And when I say mainly funded by CFI, that means, as per usual with CFI, they pay 40% of total eligible costs. The balance is provided by matching monies from provincial governments, universities, and nonprofit organizations, and generous in-kind contributions from the universities and from many partners, including Sun Microsystems, Google, IBM, Microsoft, Dell, and quite a few others. This is a huge project. To casual observers, it might seem that Synergies has come about suddenly in recent days. In fact, quite the opposite, it's been years in the making. It all started back in around 2001 in Dublin, Ohio. There was a meeting of heads between Karen Turco, Alan Burke, Lynn Copeland, and Fritz Panikuk talking about a Canadian-wide journal project. The plan was scratched out on a napkin, and I feel obligated to tell you that that puts it in good company with the immortal hit Luai Luai, as penned by Richard Berry and made popular by the Kingsmen. And I think that might be a good omen, but I also hope that Synergies in the end is a little more comprehensible than the lyrics to Luai Luai. The first application was in May 2003, I believe, and that one was not successful, but it's worth noting that CFI and SHRC both felt that this was an important enough thing that they provided seed money for a second competition. That was organized and put in 2006 and, you know, was successful in fall of 2006. So here are the primary partners. And let me coordinate. I'm coordinating two presentations at once here. The 5 primary partners have a history of working together for many years now. Some of the supporting cast, those other 16 affiliated universities, have changed over the years, but these 5 partners have now been working closely for quite some time. And even while we work on common goals and synergies, each institution has its own areas of specialization, which is a big plus for this project because each region brings distinct contributions. As for instance, in our own backyard, in the Atlantic Node, the Electronic Tech Center has a long history of electronic journal production, and we are the first to marry the journal management capabilities of OJS with the robust XML-based publishing processes of RUD. Decentralization and a large degree of regional autonomy are core components of Synergies. Here are the other 16 affiliated universities, those regional partners. Among the total 21 participants, there's good geographic distribution. There are 6 in the Atlantic, 4 in Quebec, 4 in Ontario, 4 in the Prairie Node, and 3 in the West Coast. And it bears emphasizing that Synergies is in no way closed. These are the participants, together with the 5 primary partners, who are building Synergies, but the infrastructure will be available to all. Other institutions can add on as affiliates. In the Atlantic, for instance, UPEI and Mount Allison have both expressed interest in being involved at some level. Now, of course, they wouldn't benefit at this point from money or equipment from the grant, but they do recognize that they would benefit from the association and from being involved. And if there are any members of Canadian institutions in the audience who are not involved in Synergies but think that you might want to discuss that, contact me. I can talk with you after the meeting, and we can vet you to the closest regional partner. Here you see the full steering committee, the 3 of us plus 9 other members. There are 2 representatives from each region, plus 2 additional reps from Montreal because they're national lead. The steering committee is just one facet of Synergy's governance. The rest of the structure includes an administrative committee. This is VP research from each of the 5 primary partners, plus an extra researcher. The technical committee, which is pretty self-explanatory, 2 reps from each regional node. And an international scientific committee for oversight. We're still assembling that, but we're hoping to see nominations along the lines of Cliff Lynch and Roy Tennant for advising. Additionally, each region will have its own governance structure and set of committees in a hierarchical model. Again, you can see a premium's placed on regional autonomy, and it should be increasingly clear that Synergies is a very complex beast. Okay, I believe that Guylaine Baudry, who made this presentation, had in mind, this is still talking just about the steering committee, and showing the strength of a diversity of backgrounds. And while that's true, I think it also speaks to the whole project, which is very aptly named, thanks to Alan. He coined Synergies. Synergies involves a large number of individuals, true, but also organizations. So while you have publishers, researchers, librarians, and administrators, like this slide is speaking to, you also have the experience of PKP, RUD, the Electronic Tech Center, the NRC, the Canadian Association of Learned Journals, CARL, CLA, SHRC, Libraries and Archives Canada. This is an enormous undertaking and with lots of focus on it from outside. Okay, in this slide, Guylaine has 2 points. One, that Synergies is an innovative infrastructure for research and the dissemination of scholarly documents. And what I want to say here is, the primary focus, especially in early days, is on journals and getting them online. The first reason for this is that because as a group, we already have considerable experience and technologies in place. RUD, PKP, the Electronic Tech Center, Athabasca, Calgary, Toronto, we're all going to leverage already existing journal-related infrastructure, we're going to improve on it, and we're going to link it up nationally. In addition to a focus on journals, there'll be other components, namely institutional repositories. And again, we'll be leveraging efforts that are already underway, for instance, T-Space, PKP's Harvester, OAI-compliant Harvester, and in our neck of the woods, work being done by the Atlantic Scholarly Information Network. All these things are going to be tied together by a top-level interface developed in collaboration with the lead. And we'll have our own regional interfaces, but we'll be working collaboratively for a national interface. On the second point there, Synergies brings Canadian research knowledge to the world through open access whenever possible. Providing open access is a core principle, and we've discussed it at some length in our steering committee meetings. And Walensky's name has come up as we talk about opening access as much as possible. We're still developing models, and that's an evolving process. It's worth noting that we're talking about 2 different things here as well. Open access results of research, but also as Synergies moves along and we develop software tools, interfaces, etc., we'll be striving to make that open source software. Now, this does have its complexities. Each university has its own IP policies, but it's a challenge that we're determined to meet. Okay, when Ghislaine is discussing here a versatile research infrastructure, and there are basically two main thrusts of synergies, access to the research record, to the SSH research record, but also provision of a digital publishing platform leading to sustainability of SSH journals and their transition to the electronic. To put it differently, if Synergies essentially creates an enormous distributed database of SSH research objects, then its vital function is twofold. First, to provide access to those research objects, and second, to provide authors a platform for disseminating those research objects. And as Rame noted this morning in his talk, this in many ways approaches the publishing cooperative idea. Not exactly the same, but moving in the same direction. All regional nodes will be involved in large-scale back-issue digitization projects for their SSH journals. So that's basically what this is getting at, is that not only are we focusing on looking at which journals don't have an online presence and getting them there, making that transition, we're also going to be backward-looking and mounting past research results. This second sentence here, it will extend the circulation of SSH knowledge. There's plenty of evidence of a lack of visibility for many of our society journals, and we do know from statistics kept by RUD and others, many, many studies bear this out, that moving to an electronic network where many journals are aggregated together dramatically increases visibility and research impact. How am I doing on time here? The preservation angle. We know from our experience in the Electronic Text Center that journals, their editors, their boards, their authors, are deeply concerned with preservation. As I mentioned before, each regional node brings its own strengths and specializations to the project, and we're very happy that the Prairie node, led by U of Calgary, is taking a lead in exploring practical strategies for preserving digital content, such as, for instance, the LOCKS protocol developed by Stanford. Lots of copies keep stuff safe. That's one thing that they'll be examining, but Calgary is sort of the leader we'll all look to for preservation strategies. Interfaces adaptable to research protocols. RUD and PKP both already have considerable experience in scholarly communication interfaces. But because so many researchers are involved in synergies, as the project unfolds, we hope to see concurrent research that can then be applied to the national portal. I'll mention examples of research applications in a moment, but that's one of the nice things about synergies is we're building out this infrastructure, but that in process immediately creates a nice test bed and sandbox, and some of the fruits of research done on that sandbox will then be, we can start with interface X, and they'll be using interface X, and then based on research results, later we'll have X version 2.0. And on that same note, we believe that even in its first incarnation, the Synergies interface will offer value-added services such as topic maps and scatter diagrams. This is such an important project and has such major funding that we expect to see very impressive interface advances come out of it. It may not happen right away, but it will happen. Okay, as for the researchers I mentioned who are signed on, you know, named in the Synergies grant, you see these various areas that are listed: bibliometrics, new media, metadata, intelligent search engines, et cetera. Other areas that could be added here to this list would be informatics, usability studies, text mining. I said I would give you some examples. Ones that I'm familiar with in the Atlantic, I'll give you four real quickly. Discussions are underway with the NRC IIT to evaluate the use of text mining technologies, specifically their Factor software, for sophisticated information retrieval within Synergies. Testing complex, discipline-specific search needs will be carried out in conjunction with SSH researchers at UNB, for example, Marg Conrad and Greg Keeley. Alan Burke has done work in automated metadata. Manual approaches to building metadata to describe resources are still being widely used, but are not viable for describing electronic resources in today's rapidly evolving web environments. Alan Burke, along with research collaborators from UNB and Montreal, is researching the use of support vector machines for effective and efficient metadata extraction and generation. Their results are already extremely promising for e-learning, the digital library, and scholarly communication communities. Brad Nickerson, he's on 1 year leave, but we'll be back from Denmark, to resume work in researching innovative indexing methods for combined text and spatial data using a Google search appliance, along with some structured data. The large collection of text to be available in the Synergies database will provide a unique testing ground for new indexing methods. And finally, Elaine Toms, who along with Greg Keeley, those are our two principal investigators in the Atlantic. Elaine Toms at Dalhousie will conduct usability studies with Synergies as a sandbox. Her work will include an investigation of the needs of scholars by disciplinary group, the design of new interfaces using an iterative process to support those needs, enhancement of search algorithms stemming from an examination of usage patterns that may be captured by metadata, and an exploration of the nature of collaboration in Synergies as an enriched system. There are two principal investigators per node, including some guy named Walensky, whom I think some of you might know in these quarters. As with most grants, what distinguishes the PIs is that they may have both research and some administrative responsibilities to the project. These slides will be available, so you don't have to memorize all these names right now. And the next three slides just go through the associated researchers together with the PIs, they make 50. So I'll just go through these. I want you to note on this one that Marg Conrad is listed. Marg has been just a dynamo helping UNB. And, it's been a very good reciprocal relationship with her research in the Electronic Tech Center. She's ostensibly retiring 11 months, and I'm going to circulate a petition to prevent that. So please, if you can get Marg's ear, tell her, another 5 years at least. More researchers. In addition to these researchers, I want to mention others who will be involved in making Synergies happen. And this, again, will underscore the size of the initiative. These figures are from the Synergies application to CFI. An estimate of the number of highly trained personnel that will arrive from the project include about 150 to 200 technicians, some of whom may develop into SSH researchers, 50 to 100 technologists, about 1,000 graduate students per year, either who will be working directly on research teams or who will benefit from the availability of Synergies in their own research, 100 undergraduate students per year, 10 to 20 postdoctoral fellows over the life of the project. And as for journal workers, editors, editorial board members, and other publishing personnel, at least 600 a year. Okay, this is my last slide. So, as is evident in this conference, the whole area of open access is continuously evolving. Those leading the Synergies initiative understand this and are well poised to respond to changes and opportunities. And as I mentioned earlier, commitment to OA is a cornerstone principle of the project. And that's it in a nutshell, from scrawled napkin diagram to fully funded multi-million-dollar pan-Canadian project in under 7 years. Easy peasy, right, Alan? 21 universities dedicated to the initiative, $11.5 million in funding, 50 well-known researchers signed on, possibly upward of 200 SSH journals to work with by the time it's all said and done. The support of many powerful organizations, in-kind support from big names like Microsoft and Google, what's not to like? It's a huge, huge initiative, and I'm really excited to be at UNB and working on it. Thank you.